Welcome to the Realize Soul podcast with Tessa Alburn. Receive a healthy dose of soothing vibes, heartfelt stories, and sweet soul wisdom for thriving outside of the conventional world.
Hello, and welcome to Realize Soul. I'm Tessa Alburn. Today, I'm going to share with you one way to create a positive outcome. And we're going to be looking at creating a positive outcome around something situational, so something that could be coming up in your life. Now, I'm constantly asked by clients, like, how do I manifest this? How do I do this? You know, when people start working with me in the beginning, they want to quickly get to these results, positive results. And I want you to know there are many, many ways to manifest. Many pathways, many techniques. And what I've learned is that they all seem to include at least three keys. The first is to be able to see the possibility of that outcome. See the possibility of the positive outcome. The second is to believe in the possibility, like really believe that it can happen. And the third is showing up to receive the positive possibility. See it, believe it, and show up. The trouble is that there can be a lot in our way of doing one or all of those things. So today, I'm going to approach this from a neuro-linguistic reprogramming point of view. And I want to talk about conditioning and like how we condition our mind, the importance of conditioning. And I'm going to take you through a guided experience so that you can start to create a more positive outcome for yourself somewhere in your life. For a number of years, I was a scuba instructor and also a dive master on boats. And basically, when I was performing as a dive master, I was in charge of up to 34 divers all at once, making sure that their safety was taken care of, that they would be okay once they left the boat and when they got back on the boat. And then if anything were to happen while they were in the ocean, that I would be the person in charge to see to their rescue or to the solving of that problem. As you might imagine, this was a very stressful role at times. We would get to the boat and there would often be divers that I wasn't familiar with. I'd need to be inspecting all the records of former dives. I'd have to question them and find out, were they ready to dive in the sort of conditions that we were going to be experiencing off the coast of Southern California. And my stress levels would get pretty high around this. Like sometimes I would know, some part of me would know that somebody had the qualifications, but then there's always that unknown factor. Are they really in physical health that they need to be? Will they, you know, pay attention to what the captain says? Will they dive in the right direction and not wind up out in the middle of the ocean somewhere we can't find them? All these things would go through my mind. So I studied rescue. I made it my job to learn as much as I could. And I was very, very fortunate in that I got to study with a man named Dr. Glenn Eggstrom, and he was the head of the kinesiology department at UCLA. And he would come to many of our scuba symposia and give talks and educate the scientific divers and those of us who were also there to learn about dive safety for professional purposes. And one of the first things that I learned from Dr. Eggstrom, may he rest in peace, was that in order to be able to count on an outcome, a desired outcome, in terms of physicality, one needed to have a correct experience of that physical movement 18 to 20 times in a row. Now, just think about that for a minute. That's like, you know, if you start to, let's say you go to shoot a basket and on a basketball court and you go to put the ball in the hoop and it doesn't go in, then that doesn't count. You need to sink the ball 18 to 20 times in a row successfully in order to have that as a learned skill in your physical body. Now, this had a big impact on dive activity and, you know, who would be safe divers. And so there was always this critical time between when somebody learned to dive and when they, quote unquote, became an advanced diver. It was when they got past those 20 dives because they had successfully come out of the water and not perished or not gotten into big trouble or anything like that. So we were all looking at things through that lens. Now, you may be wondering, how does this apply to you in your life? You may not even want to be a scuba diver. It doesn't have anything to do with it. What it has to do with is the conditioning of your mind and your beliefs, like what I was saying before. So you want to condition your mind to see the possibility, believe in the possibility, and then show up to receive the possibility. Doing these things is going to help you to move through fear, feelings of incompetence, wondering, you know, all the self-doubt, the stuff that comes up, the stress, like, oh, the situation. And it also will help you move through other beliefs that this is always going to be this way, it's never going to change, stuff like that. So you need to start to have the actual habit of seeing it in your mind's eye and seeing it correctly, right? And as you do that, it starts to build your belief about yourself and the possibility. And we take it to another level by also knowing or believing that things will work out for your highest good. So there's some letting go of attachment on the how things work out and really learning to focus on the positive outcome. I just want to share a little bit about how this worked for me as that rescue diver, as that dive master in charge of everybody's safety. I laugh because it's kind of funny to think that I could actually be in charge of 34 other people. It's like corralling cats. But there is a role that I was playing that I needed to show up for and be in that role and create as much as I could situationally in the preparation of the divers throughout the diving activity. And then when the divers are coming back, that would help create the energy and the mindset and the trust and everything that was needed for people to get back to the boat safely. Now, I would get on the boat and we'd have several hours before we would arrive somewhere. Sometimes the fear would kick in. Sometimes it'd be like, oh my Lord, I don't know what to do. You know, what's going to happen if this happens? How will I get somebody back on board? How will I do this? What happens if somebody has a heart attack underwater, et cetera, et cetera. My mind would just go there and I would be in the stress of the fear of the worst case scenario. But then I realized I could take this envisioning, this thinking about and focusing on the positive outcome to condition myself to believe that I could handle it. So I would pre-imagine that I could handle whatever would happen. Now, at first, this was pretty challenging and overwhelming, especially in that kind of scenario where life could be at risk. But as I did it more and more, I started to believe that I could do it. That I could trust myself, I could trust myself to handle the situations, I would do my very best, I could trust certain team members, I knew who I was going to be calling on in the event of an emergency, I could see this happen. And so I would lay there in my bunk and I would imagine putting everything into action, getting out the oxygen kit, doing all the little steps, imagining these are the things I could control, and seeing myself carry them out clearly. And then sometimes I might imagine like various scenarios of what could go wrong and I would do the same thing. But I would see this happen successfully. So this started to have a positive effect on my own trust of myself. So just because some agency said I'm good enough, like I wasn't necessarily believing I could do all that stuff because it was unknown. I'd never been through all those scenarios. So the way I prepared myself to be in those scenarios was by imagining that I could do it, that I had all the resources that I needed, that I could speak up, that I knew who would help me with what, etc. So my trust of myself began to grow and my stress went down. Each diving expedition got easier and easier and more fun and more pleasant. And there were very few incidents, but when an incident did arise, the team was there. We were all in place. We knew what to do. And it was literally because we'd trained ourselves to do it in our minds and physically. We also did a lot of physical reenactment type things. Now, what does not work in terms of creating a positive outcome is trying to control the situation or control other people. So, like, the real power is first in having command of our inner world. This is very, very important. So you need to have control of your inner world. And then you exercise that positive inner world until the muscle memory takes hold. And in this regard, we're talking about your brain memory. You're literally going to condition your brain to see the positive outcome. See it happen. See yourself in the problem and create the positive outcome. Now, this is a discipline. It is a training technique. So I want you to think about something that's coming up in your life. It could be like a week or two out, some kind of life situation where you'd like to experience a little more happiness, or perhaps you want to feel calmer, or maybe just have a sense of greater self-control and feel like you're being more your authentic self. And next, I'm going to lead you through a guided experience. So if you can, go ahead and be in a seated position. And if you're walking, you might be able to do this. It's going to be a little more challenging because I'm going to ask you to focus on pictures in your mind. So I want you to be safe. So stationary, seated position for this is best. And bring your situation to mind, the situation where you'd like to have a more positive outcome. And think about what it would be like to have that positive outcome. As you do this, just notice what's coming up, what might be in the way. You might see somebody doing something that's contrary to your positive outcome, or you're just feeling really tense. And I want you to step back and look at the scene as though you're just watching it play out. Okay, good. Now go back to the beginning of your scene and see it positively. And now just pause. I want you to be really honest with yourself. Was there anything negative showing up? Like, you started to think, oh no, that can't happen, or I don't want that to happen, or it's not going the way I want to, I don't know how to do this, any of that stuff. I want you to scratch it out, just like it was on a blackboard, and you're just taking that eraser and erase. Nope, you're not going to let that memory stay. You're erasing it. If you want to, you can take your hands and make them like laser rays coming from the divine levels of light and energy. Maybe they're purple rays coming out your fingers, and I want you to just blast it with purple. Nope, that's not the memory I'm creating. Nope. Okay, blast it all out, and now start again and go slowly. Create the positive scene slowly. Oh, this happens. Oh, that happens. Start to feel the positivity. And if you notice something negative jumping in there, then just blast it or erase it and make the scene how you want it. Keep it simple, but keep it truthful to your desires for yourself. Right? You want to feel calm or you want to feel happy. And anytime while you're imagining the scene, anytime you're imagining the scene and something negative intrudes, like a judgment about yourself or somebody else, I want you to just blast it away. And then keep creating the scene positively as you hold the desire you have for what you want. Stop and keep blasting or erasing. You could be noticing judgments. If you're having judgments, it's okay. Just don't act on them. So if you're acting out judgments, that's the part you want to erase. So just back up and recreate that moment. And notice if somebody else is doing something that you're like, oh, that's unusual. I don't know if I want that. It's okay. Notice that that's what you're thinking and feeling. And let go of control of the other. And allow a positive outcome to continue to unfold. And I want you now to notice the physical sensations you're having. And if there's any tension or stress anywhere in your body, I want you to just notice that and allow it to be there. And now think of your desire for the positive outcome and allow the sensation to be there. You're allowing both to be there at the same time. Keep creating the positive outcome, the positive feelings, the positive interaction from your side. Oh, it's getting easier. It's getting easier. And if you're noticing something comes in the scene you just don't like, then erase it or blast it out. Now, when you're doing the blasting or the erasing, you're not really erasing anyone. You're just erasing your reaction to it. Good. Now keep doing that. Just keep imagining the positive scene from the beginning. And if something comes up inside yourself, in your thoughts, in your feelings, in your worries, just pause and laser light them. Bring a smile to your face and then allow the scene to continue to unfold positively. I'm going to add one more element, which is to ask you if you feel like you just want to feel more safe. If you're needing safety in the scene, and just ask, oh, what could help me feel a little more safe in this scene? Maybe you want to feel more grounded, put your feet on the ground. Maybe you want to remember that you've got the support of the environment around you. Maybe it would help to remember that your soul is immortal. See what would help you to feel more safe. Good. Now, one more time, replay the scene from the beginning as positively as you can. Great. Take a breath And if you could take a snapshot of that whole scene, I want you to imagine doing that in your mind's eye right now, as though you're taking a photograph of the most positive moment of that scene. Take that picture and see it in your mind. Good. Now see it again, just that one snapshot. Good. And one more time, just see the snapshot and let it go. And take a breath. And as you do that, give yourself a statement of loving kindness. And it might be something like this. Whatever happens, I know that things are working out to support my highest good. Or whatever happens, I'm going to choose to be kind to myself. Choose your statement of loving kindness now. Good. And take a breath and open your eyes. Maybe wiggle your fingers. Come back into your physical space wherever you are right now. Give yourself a little hug or a pat on your heart. Thank you so much for practicing this kind of conditioning so that you can have more belief in the possibility of positivity. And as you do this kind of a practice, you will naturally create greater trust of yourself. Thank you for listening today, and you're invited to come back a couple weeks from now for more soothing vibes or inspiration and thriving outside of the conventional world. Blessings and light that you connect with who you truly are and honor it. Aho.
Thank you for listening to Realize Soul. If you love what you heard, please share us with your friends. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast directory.